Don't you just hate when you lose Monkey?
Everyone pour one out for Monkey.
Pour one out for the Monkey.
Shoutouts to Monkey.
I'm always shouting out that Monkey.
Shoutouts for Monkey DeLuffy.
Monkey DeLuffy.
Thank you, Jeff. Geoff Keighley.
Goof Geely.
Goof Gilly. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Hank Hank.
During the Games Fest, instead of saying Monkey D. Luffy like everyone else, he said a Monkey to Luffy.
Monkey to Luffy.
Monkey to Luffy. Like
a funkin' Italian. Hey, yeah. A Monkey to Luffy.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Italian series. It's up there next to the God Monkey.
Hey, Sanji, you're cooking up the meatball.
You know how there's all those sayings and like things like God is a woman? God is a monkey.
Monkey?
Monkey God. Mm-hmm.
The mic won't pick that up, I guess.
I barely heard it.
I heard it. It's good.
He's just a little excited.
Yeah, I'm just a little monkey.
me too.
He's excited and he can just barely hide it.
I'm scrolling through YouTube and there's a deer-headed woman with big breasts on my screen.
Oh, dude, is that a Beastars?
It is not Beastars.
What? That's the only content with deer-breasted women.
Apparently
Pino,
not.
I don't think Pino. I don't think you've been searching on the internet quite long enough. If that's the only thing you've seen,
I mean, I feel like that's a good thing.
I feel like you need to explore more.
Nah. Yeah. I we can't explore because Internet Explorer is no longer here.
Good.
I mean, it's still there. It's just not supported in updates.
No, if you open it on the newest update, it redirects you to Edge. Like, it doesn't even let you open
it. That's why you open it up in an older update, Smile.
But why?
You don't want to be running old versions of Windows.
Yeah.
Smile.
I don't understand what that means.
Smile?
Yeah, I don't.
What do you mean? You don't know Smile?
No.
Smile?
I don't understand what that means in this context.
Yeah.
Smile?
Our Chuck bot is tweaking.
Smile.
He's we're gonna have to put him down.
Guys, don't put me down, because it's another filler episode of the Funky MA podcast.
Wow.
I know. So sleek, so cool.
That was a great intro. I'm glad we're starting the episode now.
You tried to pull a Garb.
I don't think it's a Garb. I just think I'm ready to start, and I didn't want to ask.
I think it's a Garb.
I don't know if it's a Garb.
I always do that.
I think it's a Garb.
You're claiming my style.
Why would I want to do that?
Because it's good. You clearly just did it. Cash Monkey of you.
I clearly did. I feel like this is causing a rapture in our friendship, and we should really repair this before it gets any worse.
I believe I'm being rapted away from my friends.
Dude, the rapture's real, and this is the last episode of the podcast. So welcome. Hi, guys.
He did it again. He pulled another Garb.
Wow.
Guys, I'm going to do that the entire episode. I'm going to have the slickest transitions and segues possible. And you're going to be like, wowee, wow, wow.
Wowee, wow, wow.
That's so true. But guys, welcome to yet another filler episode of the Funky Anime Podcast. Before we get any, before we go anywhere, how's it going? How's it hanging?
I'm monkey.
Dude, congrats.
Don't worry, this is filler, so it doesn't count.
Okay.
I got a belly full of fish tacos, so I'm happy.
I got a belly full of fake tacos.
That's funny. I have a belly full of fish, so I think that works out.
I think it, using the transitive property, I also have a belly full of fish.
I ate fish. Did you eat fish?
I ate those foods.
That's not fish.
I ate those foods.
What about the three cheese pizzas?
I ate those foods.
Thank you.
Hey guys.
That was their hey guys.
Before we go any further, I want to thank our patrons who put up with the shit and let us talk about things. I'd like to thank Krim. I'd like to thank Mega Lazy Dude, Anime of the Week, Cosmos, Cream Puff, and Greta. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast on our Patreon, which is at patreon.com/3aweebros, THREEAWEEBROS.
Cool.
Or check us out at funkyanimepodcast.com. And you know why you should check it out?
No.
Well, first, because we have a funny little guy full of fish. That's Pino.
Hi, I'm full of fish.
A funny, slightly bigger guy full of fish tacos. That's Garb.
It's delicious, dude. I'm so happy anytime I get to eat fish tacos.
And me, the biggest of the three Rebros who should simply eat the other two. That's me, Chuck. Hey, guys, what's up? Because
he's got his fork. Pino, get the pepper.
I got it.
Rub yourself with garlic.
Yeah.
No, we're making ourselves more delicious.
Yummy.
Absolutely.
Get in this boiling pot quick. It'll wash it off. No. I promise.
No, what?
It'll wash it off.
There's the butter. No, no. Stop eating this butter. Delicious unsalted butter. No.
I am now butter. Delicious.
He is now delicious.
Men fear
now
me.
A fetish.
Women also
episode.
Fear me.
Guys, you should check out our website at funkyanimepodcast.com.
You should.
I believe it.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because this episode, we're doing something we haven't done in a really long time.
You almost lied to the public.
What do you mean?
You were going to say 100 episodes, but we did this like 50 episodes
ago. I wasn't going to say 100. You don't know me.
I don't know. You said...
Yeah, I was just clearing there. My throat.
You're a little phlegmy.
I am a little phlegmy. That's what they called me in high school. Shut the fuck up.
Lenny Simpson?
Yeah. Guys, there's a lot of buzz around Lenny.
Hi, Homer.
Hi, Homer. Hey. You should check out our website. Do you want to know why? Because this time, we're doing another quiz, baby.
Hell
that
yeah.
I made.
Yeah.
It's a 100% Chuck original. And you'll hate this one.
Oh, great. I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, the last one was, you know, it was cute. It was who, you can also check our website for that one. But who was, like, who are you on the podcast? And because I'm so goated, everyone got themselves because I'm so smart and so attractive. So this time I thought, I'm done with that. I'm going to make people suffer now.
Great.
Cool.
So I'm going to send you guys this link.
Okay. If it's not what love life girl you are, then I'm not doing the quiz.
And here. And then can you both just open it, please?
He did not acknowledge me. Click.
Wow. And guys, welcome to the quiz that will assign you your bad anime take. So as we know on the podcast, we have a lot of bad takes. Well, not we. They have a lot of bad takes.
I clearly only have the good takes.
And I felt like, you know, I've been missing out. So I feel like I should get assigned a bad take because it's not even that fun having all the good takes. So I put a quiz together that will assign you your bad anime take. So, yeah. I'll read through it. We'll take this quiz together. The link will be in the description, both on YouTube and our podcast episode. It'll be on our website. So just check it out. I threw this together, and if you liked it, and tell us what you got, either in our Patreon Discord, where, you know, $1 a month will get you there, or you can tweet at us at 3AREBROS, same thing, THREEAWEEBROS, 3AREBROS on Twitter, and tell us what you got. So I'll read it out to you. Welcome to another wonderful quiz from the mind behind the Funky Anime Podcast. Chuck, it's been a while since we put together a quiz for the podcast, so I thought I'd channel the most important thing about running an anime podcast: absolutely awful anime opinions. So take this quiz, and you too can have a completely garbage take to share with your friends. And yes, this quiz is designed to make you upset at the results.
I can't wait to scream at the top of my lungs, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a shorty boy. Play along with us, if you can. If not, just listen to us. My cat's trying to take my attention, and I can't.
As they
good,
do.
Good.
It's because I have Taco Bell in front of me. Girl, stop.
Wow, dude. You felt the need not to tell us that. You just said you were having tacos.
I said fake tacos.
I mean,
when you and your mom,
don't we tell our moms we love them? Why are you coming after me, dude?
I didn't say anything. I was just saying,
I don't know.
When your pizza rolls are done. Guys, anyway, let's take this quiz. So guys, what's your favorite genre of anime out of those listed below? Action slash adventure, comedy, shonen, slice of life.
Dude, this is not canon, right?
Well,
it's not canon. Slice of life.
Kind of. You need to answer this truthfully. Don't lie to me.
Got you. I don't know, actually.
I pick slice of life.
Isn't shonen and action adventure kind of the same thing?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
They're close, but not quite.
They're close. They overlap, but they are not the same.
Yeah, I picked action adventure.
I'm going for comedy. I pick comedy.
Nice.
Okay. Next. Who would win in a fight? Luffy, One Piece, Naruto, Ichigo,
bro,
from Bleach, or no one wins because violence isn't the answer.
They ain't beating Goku, though.
Wait, who would win in a fight?
Between these three.
Oh,
this is unfortunate because you guys aren't familiar with the Soul Society.
I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, but do you feel like number one?
I'm always number one in the hearts of the viewers.
Okay, so this is
and in our objective podcast ranking. Yeah, what's up?
So this is a three-way fight. This is Luffy, yes, Naruto, and Ichigo.
Yeah,
all get into a fight. Okay.
All squaring.
I'm pretty sure that Luffy and Naruto would be best friends, and I don't know anything about Ichigo.
Ichigo is
so
cool.
I'm going to say that Luffy and Naruto would probably fight at first and then would team up against Ichigo, unless Ichigo is
Ichigo. No. You just made fun of Ichigo.
Unless Ichigo is also a cool dude.
He's a cool dude.
He's a cool but rude dude.
Would he be?
Nah, he's a rude but cool dude.
So I don't know. This is tough.
Pick one.
You think this guy's a rude dude? Look at that. I put a little gif there that no one else is going to see. You think that's a rude dude?
Guys, imagine this gif.
He looks like a confused
imagine
dude.
Guys, in your mind, picture a gif of Ichigo, and that's what Pino posted.
Yeah. Imagine feeling like number one.
Imagine feeling like seven. I pick Luffy.
Why would you? Look, he's just flipping a table.
I pick Monkey DaLuffy.
I don't know what I'd pick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if Luffy and Naruto actually took it seriously, that Luffy would be able to trick Naruto pretty well. Okay, the image I have of these two is like pre-time skip Luffy, because that's all I know.
Uh-oh.
and like Chunin exams Naruto.
Oh man.
So
he doesn't know.
I feel like Luffy
he doesn't
would
know
have the advantage in that particular matchup, in that frame.
You pick,
but again,
you pick
none of you guys know anything about Ichigo, so that you guys don't know.
I know.
I don't know if you know.
I know about the other two, though, and I know one can beat one.
All right. I'm going to just say Luffy because it would be wrong if I didn't.
No, they're all best friends in my head. Violence isn't
okay,
the
so
answer.
So nobody wins. See, I knew someone would be like that. Hey guys,
it
next,
really be like that.
Guys, next, pick the best mecha anime that isn't Mobile Suit Gundam, Neon Genesis Evangelion, Toppa Tenga Gurren Lagann, Code Geass, or Eureka 7.
I accidentally clicked through that one. I didn't know what I picked, so I'm gonna go open. I'm gonna go restart.
You can restart. God, you're so awful at this.
Comedy.
Obviously, the answer is Gurren Lagann.
Obviously, the answer is Code Geass.
I'll pick Eureka 7 just to be different.
I'm kidding.
Poor Eva.
Why? Well, I'm not a.
I mean. Okay, guys, pick an anime companion to come with you on your journey.
Wow, you
we
guys
have,
put
we have Puck
garbage.
We have Puck from ReZero. We got Ayn from Cowboy Bebop. We got Haro from Mobile Suit Gundam, and Iggy from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
You picked the wrong
specifically. Specifically. OVA Iggy, the one that the one that's built like a brick house.
Yeah, never.
You picked
him.
You picked the wrong Puck. That's not my shitty fairy.
Yeah, you did pick the wrong Puck.
It's the wrong Puck.
No, that's Puck. That's Puck.
No,
no, Puck from.
Oh,
Berserk.
I'm not talking about fucking demon over man.
Let's pick Puck, but we'll pretend it's.
but in your heart, it's little fairy Puck, and not little cat fairy.
I feel like that cat fairy Puck was also kind of a shithead, like Berserk.
No, he was dad.
He was dope,
spoilers.
Dude. He was sad. It's true.
Yeah. I'm not picking that, though. I'm picking Ayn from Cowboy Bebop.
I want Haro. He's a fun little round guy.
He looks
he's
like
a little ball.
That's just green replica.
It is.
That's just green replica.
I'm picking him anyway.
I'm going to pick Iggy because he looks fucking hideous. And I could just
he does.
Him all day.
He does. It's so true. Okay, next question. Hatsune Miku?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Yerp. Yeah.
No. Yes. Yes, Miku.
I like that gif you put. I'm gonna put yeah.
Yes, Miku.
I said yerp. Guys, next question. Who's the best Johnny? Johnny Test, Johnny Bravo, Johnny Quest, Johnny Quasar.
You really went far for Quest.
Who's Johnny Quasar?
The proto Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, obviously the answer is Johnny Bravo.
Here, I'll show you Johnny Quasar. We have time.
I mean, the answer
Johnny
either way
Quasar.
is going to be Johnny
Quasar.
Hi,
I'm Johnny Quasar, and this is my dog, Goddard.
A bark, bark.
Here you
That's
go.
Like.
Here you go, Garb. Enjoy.
Imagine.
Oh my,
imagine,
no, this
imagine,
is cursed.
That's Johnny Quasar.
I
imagine the big forehead, but worse.
He looks like
guys,
he's watched
guys,
so much Brick and Mortar.
Brick and Mortar,
dude.
His brain is so large and engorged in itself.
Now, I would pick Johnny Quest, but I never actually watched the show. So I'm picking Johnny Bravo.
It's the answer. The right answer is Johnny Bravo.
No, the There's right no... answer is Johnny Quasar. I love his big head. Okay, guys. Next question. This is maybe my favorite question. Who do you think you have the best odds at beating? In a fight, Frieza,
easy.
Dying on Namek, literally just shoulders at this point, pre-vampire Dio, just a flamboyant boy, Shinji, it's just Shinji, no Eva or anything, Buggy D Clown, when he's all chopped apart and tiny.
Okay, two of these guys will trick you. Frieza?
Who?
Frieza and Buggy would find a
Buggy
way.
Buggy would trick you?
They would try to trick you.
I mean, he doesn't know. It's true. He doesn't know, but he knows.
Pre-Vampire Dio would probably beat the shit out of all three of us. he did the fist fight. Like, that was in the manga, you know, when they did the fist fight.
Also in the anime.
Yeah.
It wasn't Among Us.
Listen, I don't talk about the
battle.
Part 1 anime. It's bad.
Sorry, did you say Among Us?
Among Us!
Anyway,
Sorry,
I would totally
the
kick
sound.
The shit out of Shinji.
I know.
You have the best odds. So, I think it's pretty easy to beat Buggy the Clown. I'm not saying that I want to fight against our Lord and Savior, Mr. Clown, but...
You know...
Just a nice, careful kick to the balls.
I feel like my hatred for Dio, I think, could power me through a fist fight with him.
And this is pre-vampire.
This
so
is pre-vampire, so I could just deck him.
You have the best chance out of all three
it's
of
It's true. It's true. What'll happen is that he's going to kiss what's her face?
Erina.
Yeah. But instead of her, it's going to be me, and then I deck him after we smooch.
And you're like, I was saving that for JoJo.
I was saving that for Joseph Joestar. And then I deck him in the chin.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Okay, I pick pre-vampire Dio. So now, before anyone answers this question, we're going to do it one at a time so we can show off our funny little answers. Gotcha. So the question, what's your favorite anime podcast? The options, the Funky Anime Podcast. The Funky Anime Podcast. The Funky Anime Podcast.
Oh.
And the Funky Anime Podcast.
Oh, no, I'm going to pick the first one on the list because I don't even need to see the others. I just know it's the Funky Anime Podcast.
Okay, so Garb goes first.
Okay. I'm 3 out of 3, so I'm picking the third one.
Okay, so Garb, you pick first and tell us what you got.
I don't want to say it.
No, you need to say
dude, it. Was it on the money, dude?
You need to say it. And screenshot it for Pino.
It's gonna make me wretch if I say these words out loud.
You need to say them out loud.
Aqua is the best grill in Konosuba.
Wow. He's just not wrong, though.
Nothing
he's
more
also
to say.
Not right.
That's it. That's all I wrote for the description. Wow. He's got bad taste.
Where's that screenshot, buddy? I gotta see the image he used.
It's really hard to take a screenshot. He's struggling a lot. He's an old man. Yeah.
Hit.
It's a GIF, so hold on. Let me copy. Can I
a different frame?
Copy image link. There we go.
There you go. It's just her going. Meow.
Very nice. All right, I'm picking the third one.
Okay.
Let's go, dude.
Read it.
Slice of Life is the worst.
I knew you were going to get that
let's
one. I knew it.
You need the fights. You need the mystery. You can't be sitting around just watching characters eating cake. You have more pressing matters to attend to. You think you're just too good for a casual watch of a Kyoto animation project. Enjoy your truly despicable take, you monster. I will.
You monster.
I absolutely will, dude. And you know what? And the cherry on top is that it's a picture of Haruhi. So.
I knew it. I knew it. I felt it in my bones that you were going to get that.
Absolutely.
I'm going to pick number 2. Oh no! Oh no! This is probably my
GIF link does not work.
That's fine. We understand. Guys,
give me that screenshot.
Do you want to know what my podcast assigned horrible anime take is?
I love how you made the quiz and you still weren't prepared for this answer. So please.
Well, no, because I don't, I'm not trying to tailor it so I can get my favorite one.
Please indulge.
Guys, I got Naruto is the best shonen anime.
Yo, dude. We're winning, lads. We're winning, dude.
Let's face it. You Naruto ran as a child. There's no shame in it, but you let this childhood nostalgia blind you into thinking that Naruto is peak. And that's a pretty strong opinion. You wear this loud and proud. Everyone knows it. We're just so tired of hearing it.
Hey, dude, he's beating Goku, though.
No way. And the GIF is Naruto getting beat the fuck up by Sasuke, which makes me laugh.
Why is he in, like, fishnets?
This is
rule 34 of
this is Shippuden. What are you talking about?
This is the sequel series. Well, not really the sequel series. This is the part 2.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really the part 2. This is like the time skip.
It is, and it's worse. Yeah. Guys,
I didn't say that.
We did it. We got our podcast assigned a bad anime take.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to I will do one more that isn't this.
Yes.
But I'll share one. So there are eight certain variations. Outcomes.
Oh, nice.
I will share one more. And so if you want to find it, you're going to have to work for the other 4. So I will tell you one of my favorite ones that I wrote. One piece is too long. Hey, time is money, right? And you simply don't have that kind of time for the investment. Mm. You don't care about the near universal praise nor the compelling storytelling that unfolds over the 1,000+ chapters and episodes. And you never will, because you're weak and can't even commit to that.
Bruh. Imagine having commitment issues.
Imagine.
Wait, no. Wait, I have commitment issues. No!
But yeah. Guys, we did it.
I'm upset.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm upset, dude.
Guys.
I wanted to get that one just to be funny.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Pino, you thought that I ignored you. But we're going to take a quiz on what Love Live character are you.
Yeah!
This will be my other one, and I will also link this in the podcast episode, if I remember. If not...
Oh, dude, okay. I can't even read the font. This is fucking great.
Yeah, it's you quiz. No. Thanks. The Tumblr home of quizzes.
Thanks, Short Princess. Oh, lucky.
Okay, guys, are we ready to start?
Absolutely.
Question one, favorite color?
Oh, shoot.
Tilde question mark? Pink, red, teal, lime green, light blue, dark blue, yellow, purple, orange.
Pink, dude.
Any type of green is a good green.
Light blue, baby. Let's go. Next.
All right.
Personality? Tilde question mark? Optimistic, shy, kind, stubborn, happy, mysterious, embarrassed, calm,
well,
or
strict.
That says
personally.
Oh, it does say personally.
It says personally.
Personally? Question mark? Answers. Please choose one.
Just personally.
Personally.
Personally? Optimistic.
Embarrassed. Look at all these ones. I'm stubborn. Yeah. 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 I'm a little stubborn.
Yeah, same.
I'm a little stubborn boy.
Same.
Favorite Accords member? Chica, Rico, Yu, Hanamaru, Ruby, Yoshiko, Kanan, Mari, Dia. I mean, we all know ours.
I think
Johan, easy.
Kanan.
Guys, what do you do in your spare time? Spelled, why are you apostrophe RE? So what do you do in your spare time? Dancing, read and study about idols, try on new outfits, making outfits, playing piano, do ballet, read, tell other people their, THERE, fortune, or archery.
Dude, playing piano and archery will automatically probably typecast you into two specific characters.
Who knows?
Yeah, I think I'm in a...
I love how there's specifically read and study about idols, but then also read.
Yeah, I'm reading, dude.
I actually...
Out of all these, I'm reading.
I actually do practice archery, so I guess I have to put that in.
Guys,
there.
Guys, I love reading and studying about idols.
Could you shoot my knee so I can say I took an arrow to the knee?
See, that's so funny. You're so funny, Pino.
Dude, in the year 2000 and...
You're so funny. You make me guff for real.
Dude, you know what? If Vine was still a thing, I still wouldn't be on it.
Man.
So true, bestie.
Could have been an adventurer like you.
Guys, favorite song, Tilde question mark? Snow Halation, Wonderful
man.
Rush, Dancing Stars on Me, Kira Kira Sensation, Oh, Love and Peace.
Love and Peace. Na, na, na.
Wild song, Stars, man. Sunny Day Song, Start Dash, or No Brand Girls.
Ooh.
I love that Snow Halation is just Snow Haltion.
Haltion, dude.
I love this. This is great.
I gotta listen to Kira Kira Sensation. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember most of these. Are we gonna have to take a listen break?
Kira Sensation. I'm looking up that single one.
I think I remember most of these.
I mean, what was? I know Snow Halation through and through.
I'm a fake fan. Never heard Kira Kira Sensation, so I'm picking that. I'm just
kidding. Kira.
Oh, No Brand Girls is Start Dash. By the way, no. No, that's just a single.
No.
That was with Start Dash.
Mm.
Yeah,
the B-side.
No, this was the A-side.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I know this one. Oh, yeah. No Brain Girls is pretty good.
I remember Sunny Day Song. That one's okay.
Sunny Day Song. Yeah.
Oh, Wildstar from B-Star. Got it. Just kidding.
I see.
Off the top of my head, I'd actually pick Start Dash. It's probably my favorite.
Start Dash is really good. I think I might pick.
Yeah, I remember. I remember Start Dash
because it doesn't have Strawberry Trapper or anything from Diver Diva.
It doesn't have any of the Rin single songs.
So I don't know any of these.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna pick Snowhalation in honor of Triple Q.
Very fair, guys. Favorite food? No question mark. No tilde. We're serious on this.
Burger.
Cakes or desserts, candy, tomato soup, seafood, bread, strawberries, but spelt wrong, ramen, rice, burgers,
If your favorite food is just bread.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Hey,
bread good.
I mean, but bread like, good. That's such a vague category. We talking, if your favorite bread is just like fucking
it's Aldi
a
bread.
Slice of
it's Aldi bread. Aldi bread. It's 50 cent Aldi bread. What are you talking
Aldi
about?
Aldi bread or specifically Bimbo.
Bimbo bread or Aldi bread. There are no in between.
But like if it's like banana bread, I can respect that.
I mean,
but
it's bread. That's bread. That counts.
That's too vague.
No, I pick burgers.
I pick burgers.
I'm stuck between ramen and rice because I had ramen really with you, Chuck, because ramen's that was goated, pretty good. Dude. And then rice. I've been a rice boy all my life, but
aren't we all rice boys? Truly,
I do like tomato soup.
Soup.
I'm gonna go with rice. Right, I just eat rice.
Rice
a lot
is
more.
Good, man.
Rice is easy.
Oh, no, my mouse battery died, dude. No,
I know. Maybe you should get better
imagine
batteries.
Imagine having wireless shit that fucking.
I need to use my wireless because it has silent clicking, so you don't hear it in the podcast recording.
I will choke and die on my wires.
Okay, do it then. Guys, how do you think when you wake up in the morning? Time to eat breakfast? Just 5 more minutes. Gotta get ready for school. I gotta look perfect. It's a new day. I'm late for school.
It's a new day, everyone.
Time to pick an outfit. I hate school. What a nice day.
Nice day.
I like how some of these have exclamation points to really emphasize the emotion on it. Yeah.
Also typecast in some of these.
Guys, time to eat breakfast. That's me, baby. I love breakfast.
Breakfast. Breakfast. Yum, easy, yum. Just 5 more minutes because I have like 3 alarms.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, clothing style. No more tilde, no more question mark. Fancy, tomboy, goth, normal, dressy, jeans and shirt, shorts and tank top, pajamas, just school outfit.
I don't go to school, so I can't pick that one.
Pina, you could,
there's
though.
Not enough plaid on this.
Does tomboy mean I'm just a skater boy?
Said see you later, boy.
You know, we've joked about that song that I unironically enjoy and just listen to.
It's a
to
good
that.
I'm gonna
it's
see a good song. Right? I'm gonna see Avril Lavigne in September.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. I pick shorts and tank top because that's literally what I'm wearing right now.
I wear a lot of jeans and shirt.
Yeah.
You too, Pino. You strike me as a jeans and shirt guy.
At work, yeah. I'll wear what's,
normal.
What's
normal?
What's the other pants?
Normal.
Khakis.
Khakis. How did you know?
Because you have pants. To wear khakis.
I was gonna say chinos, but I was like, that's
I mean, chinos.
I think I have
kinda.
Like one. Pair
I have, of, I have chinos.
I think I have one.
Yeah,
pair.
I've got chinos. I'm wearing chinos right
nice.
Now.
Yo, chino man.
I'm wearing right now. Oh, this is the sexy episode where we all describe what we're wearing.
hey, Gar.
Yeah, sexy. I'm wearing.
I am wearing a. So I got these shorts as I think it was like a Christmas present. No idea where it came from. It's an alien dabbing.
Good. That's do you remember who you got it from?
Yes, I do. It was my auntie.
Good.
I have no idea where she got it.
I thought it just appeared. You said I don't know where it came from.
It just appeared one day.
It did. It materialized.
It was in my drawer. And I said,
the alien dabbed, and I dabbed back. And I said,
communicating.
I said, let us go to the stars, and we got really fucking high. That's my alien story.
But
I love that story.
I like that. It's pretty good.
I pick shorts and tank top.
I pick jeans and shirt.
Jeans and shirt. Like, let's. Guys, anything else is a lie. I mean, I'm at home. I'm just wearing pajamas. But yeah,
guys, subunit. Lily White, BB, and Printips.
I don't know what any of these things mean.
You don't know the subunits?
I know that none of the Nijigasaki girls are here, so I'm
I'm pretty sure this is a base muse. I don't even know if they'll have.
Okay, so let me explain. Lily White, I believe, has Rin. So click that one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Lily White. Well, so Printemps is Honoka, Katori, and Hanayo.
Boring.
Oh yeah. What's well, true. BB? BB is what? What'd you call me?
BB.
BB.
BB is Ellie, Maki, and Nico, which is goated.
That's pretty based.
Because they did. I think they have. They're my favorite subunit.
They got a couple of good ones.
Yeah, and then the last one, fucking Lily White, is the other ones.
It's Nozomi.
Lily White is also good.
Yeah, that
I like Lily.
Yeah. Nozomi and Rin.
Yeah, Umi, Rin, and Nozomi.
That's pretty.
It's BB though. Sorry, I'm Prime Temps for being the shittest one out of the three.
Unfortunate. You hate to see it.
Prime Temps, baby.
What the fuck?
I mean, not Pride Temps, but fucking BB. Guys, pick a color.
We already picked any our color? Favorite green. Color.
No, but, oh, yeah, pick, but this, time it, but this isn't color. Your favorite. It's just a color. Red, blue, or green?
Red.
Green.
Blue.
I'm green. Glad that we all have. I mean, these are our colors, so.
So true, bestie. Yeah. Guys, favorite anima.
Ooh,
bear, cat, dog, bird, fox, raccoon, panda, lion, bunny.
There's no rat.
Surprising cat. There's I'm surprised there's no llamas here.
Yeah.
Or alpacas.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn
well, cat it is.
I think I might have to pick cat.
This is hard.
It's a cat or like a panda for me, but specifically a red panda. Because red pandas
like,
are
like everybody's favorite red panda. You know who I mean. I don't remember the name.
Shifu is his name.
No. The one from the new movie, Turning Red. What's her name?
May?
Yeah, there you go. No, it's June, dude.
Oh,
got him.
Well, I feel like...
I picked Panda.
I feel like if I don't pick Cat, my cat is going to know.
It's true.
So, out of fear...
Flora's asleep right
out
next...
Out of fear!
Flora's asleep right next to me. I have to pick Cat.
She knows. See? You get it.
Guys, who would you want your partner to be? Uh-oh. These are all children.
I thought they were like dance partner.
Honoka, Umi, they're bingo partners, actually. Who would you
bingo,
want your bingo,
bingo
partner?
Dude.
Honoka, Umi, Katori, Maki, Rin, Hanayo, Ellie, Nico, well, Nozomi.
If we're going with bingo, I would kind of want Umi, but if we were going with like dance partner, I'd say Rin. So I don't know what to pick.
I pick Ellie. I feel like she's the best all-arounder and would be very good at bingo.
Because Rin would just scream bingo.
Yeah, every time.
And then not mean it. Typically, I'd be all about that. But
Pino, I feel like you'd be all about that.
No. I've been to
Pino,
bingo
before. I think you're all about it.
I've been to bingo before. I'm the quietest mofo out there.
You dude. Are. It's true. I kind of, well, let's go bingo.
You would be the one that, like, Rin would say, bingo! And you would just have your bingo. Hand over your eyes, just, like, looking at the ground, like, don't look at me.
I didn't mean it. Guys, I didn't actually have bingo.
I'm Ellie.
Well, I'm picking Rin for
no
reason.
I'm picking Nico for the memes.
Guys, 13 out of 13, what age would you like to be or be again?
None of these.
17, 13, or 16?
I don't want to be
literally
any
none of them.
I was cringe.
Literally none of them. You could tell that this was made by a teenager.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk about our golden years. How old was I when I was 16?
16.
That's not what I meant. I think what I meant to say was, what was I doing at those ages?
I feel like
in which
those are like all lumped together. They may as well just be the same thing.
Well, 15, I was a freshman in high school. 16, I was a sophomore. And 17, I was
a graduated at 17.
I graduated at 17.
I did.
Life isn't fair.
Wait, no, I did actually. I did graduate at 17. I lied to everyone.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I think we were thinking of years. I think you're thinking of school years.
Yeah, 15 was sophomore. 16, junior, 17, teen. I guess my junior year was pretty good, I guess.
Senior year, I was...
I mean, I feel like I was more popular at 16. Because then I moved and nobody knew me. People thought I was cringe.
Everybody betray me.
I fed up with this world. Okay,
I'm going with 17.
I can pick 16,
no,
I guess.
I'm picking 17.
Yeah, I'm picking 17.
Woo!
Yes! Woo! Yes!
Guys, I'll go first.
There's no time. Image.
Well, mine has an image.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, mine does too.
Guys.
Dude, what the hell?
Guys,
probably
my results, Nozomi.
Nice.
Wow, dude.
You are Nozomi. You are spiritual and mysterious and also a bit perverted.
What did your answers do that?
I don't know.
Why can I actually go next, Garb?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. My image hasn't loaded yet, but I'm also Nozomi.
No! Nice.
You are Nozomi, dude.
We are both
Nozomi.
What
did I pick? The hell did I pick? How did I spec into that, dude?
I specced into Nozomi because I was trying to spec into Reed and somehow got to Nozomi.
Guys, help. Girl,
help. I'm Nozomi. What'd you get?
I got Nico.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Very nice. What does the comment say?
You are very stubborn, but you can be very caring.
Aw.
No. Okay.
That's all I can really say. Nico
was
cool.
That's all I say.
That was a fun quiz. If only it was Nijigasaki.
Oh, this one only has the general like percentages of.
Yeah, I got 10%, baby.
Dude, 10%.
I'm not like all the other girls.
Exactly, really, dude.
I'm surprised Maki's the top, but Maki is also pretty great. So I bet it's because people, the Love Live crew are probably the people who would be playing piano. So.
Yeah. The Maki plays piano. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny they had an Accords or Aqua question.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. Which Love Live Nijigasaki idol are you?
Yeah!
I think if someone has the brain power to create a quiz that determines which girl you are out of all 30-plus idols, that would be cool. But I like Nijigasaki the most, so here we are. Thank you, La Finfon.
All right, Garb, you haven't watched Nijigasaki, so you're...
So here's your government-assigned Nijigasaki girl.
Government-assigned best girl.
So true. Guys, pick one of these spicy feelings. These are very loose definitions.
I love the
Sonder. I'm not gonna read the definitions because that'll take all day.
Oh, I don't.
Sonder.
I don't. I've never heard of any of these words. This is gonna take me a minute.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm going to read out just the words.
Is this written by a fucking thesaurus?
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but this is how all Tumblr quizzes are. They're like a paragraph for each answer. Anyway. I will guarantee you they're going to make us pick out a song verse, mark my words. But anyway, and one of them is going to be a Taylor Swift song. Anyway, Sonder, Opia, Monocopus, Liberosis, Rubitosis.
Robitussin?
Robitussin, Canopsia, Chrysalism, and
Adutri. That's just a Final Fantasy word.
Ellipsism. And Ocholiusm, guys, I think I picked the wrong fucking quiz, bro.
Oh my god.
We're gonna take it though, because we're already in here. Okay, and now we silently read these for about 2 hours.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? Anichdochi.
I can't.
Wow, dude, ellipsism, that's kind of deep. The sadness you'll never be able.
These are spicy feelings, Pino.
I don't remember this being in Nijigasaki.
Guys, I love the awareness of the smallness of your existence and mark on the world.
God, I can't believe it. I can't believe that you're aware that everyone around you has their own life desires and fears.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards that one because
I pick Ocholism.
Like Chrysalism, where the tranquility of being indoors during a thunderstorm. I will sit outside during a thunderstorm.
I will get struck by lightning in a thunderstorm.
No, it's okay. I will
eat the bugs.
I've got a Florida room. It's fine.
Okay, I picked Ocholism.
I'll pick Sonder.
I'm picking Ellipsism.
Guys, how long do you marinate meat for when you cook?
Okay.
At least overnight. It needs to have as much flavor as love I put into this meal. You're supposed to let it sit. I just dunk and go. I don't cook meat. Just as long as the recipe says to. Maybe a little longer.
At least actually, overnight. That last one is literally me.
Yeah.
I have to do it at least overnight. You gotta let it soak, man.
Nah, just whatever that's the recipe smart, though. Says.
I should probably.
Whenever yeah. it'll, whenever you are done and you put it in the fridge for later, then it'll soak it up the rest of the way. It'll be fine. Just do it the recipe guys, says.
Guys, pick a Sun Tzu quote. Yes, we're doing this. A leader leads by example, not by force. Can you imagine what I would do if I did all that I can? Blood for the blood god.
He totally said this.
Appear weak when you are strong, and strong when you are weak. The greatest victory is in which requires no battle. I like.
Well,
that
I kind of do.
One.
I kind of appear weak when I'm strong, and strong when I'm weak.
I like so. That last one.
Of
like
all the Sun, okay, yeah,
Sun Tzu quotes.
I like that last one of these ones.
Yeah, I picked that one. Guys, how are you?
Oh, fine, dude.
Tired, good, and you great actually. Oh, you know the usual. That's the most white man thing to say ever. You know, the usual. Oh, fuck. Tired is real, though.
Yeah.
Fine.
My answer tired. Is not bad. So.
Fine.
I'm so off the charts.
Off the charts. I'm stuck between tired and the usual. I'm picking the usual.
I'll just pick good in you.
I'll pick tired. I'll be real with it. I'll be real with this quote.
How are you really?
I've been better. I just feel a little out of it today. I haven't been sleeping well lately. I think it's on this show. I've actually been doing great lately. It's been pretty rough lately. I could use a break.
Yeah.
Which one is
it's
it?
It's...
I picked the first one. The only reason I'm picking the first one is because I was just listening to Trapped in the Drive-Thru, and I can only remember
the guy.
He looks
at him. He looks at me.
And I look at him.
And back at me.
I feel kind of burned tonight. So yeah, I'm going with that one.
I guess I'll just do the key smash, because why not? It's Pride Month. I gotta pick that. Oh!
Dude, this is fun.
Guys, pick a card from my All-Stars team. Team building is hard. And it's just a list of Chica, Karin, Shizuku, Dia, Ruby, Ayumu, Kazumi, Irina, and Kanata.
You know, taking a look at this makes me upset because I don't have access to my account anymore.
No! I mean, I have access to my new one, not my old one. Yeah, or I have my All-Stars, I don't have my original.
I lost all mine. Fest. I'm upset. I mean, lost both of them. That's the thing.
That's so sad. I need to re-download All-Stars.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Kanata because I have her figure.
I'm going to click Celebrity Blue Karin because I actually owned that one when before I got
before
the
Great
or something.
Purging.
Absolutely. So that was cool. Please choose one.
I'm going to pick Dia.
Smart.
That's a good one.
Safe pick. Guys... If you could go anywhere in the world right now, out of the options given, obviously, where would it be? Worry not about expenses, travel restrictions, or panoramas. Did you mean pandemic? I don't know. This is a dreamland.
No. We're worried about panoramic shots, dude.
It's so true. Guys, a sheep cafe, like a cat cafe, but train sheep. Look it up. A street market in a rural town.
That's typecast.
A spacious studio apartment. A cabin in the woods. My bed. Anyone want to be in my bed? A hotel room the day before a con. Backstage just before a performance. Or in the arms of my favorite person. Free from
that's
the
also
weight
typecast.
Of the world.
There's no... Where's Canyon?
Where's the Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon?
Specifically the Grand Canyon. Where the fuck is it? Fuck, man. I kind of do really like the cabin in the woods.
Yeah, that's what I already had clicked, since there's no canyon.
Funny enough, something I've always wanted to do was actually be at a con, so in a hotel room the day before
a con.
Yeah,
dude, it's
laughing,
great.
So I'm picking that.
Now, I'll pick Arms of My Favorite Person. Jonah's in here right now, so I'm sad. Next one. Guys, how much do you procrastinate on a task assignment with a due date?
Ooh.
Just until it's due in a couple hours.
Until I physically have no time to accomplish the task and then I cry. So true, bestie.
Oh my goodness.
Just until it's due in a couple hours. I do the assignment as soon as I can, if not sooner. About a day or two, although I brainstorm my plan how to start in that time, where I try to do it once I finish my current assignment, but I'll forget unless I set a million reminders.
Okay, the thing is, like, at the start of the semester, yeah, I've got that shit all planned out. 4 weeks in,
plan I'm out, boys. Yeah, I mean, like, it's either, I think it's a day or two. I think that's actually my answer, because I do usually just start it, like, a day or two ahead of time, and then I rush. Yeah, that'll be mine.
I, with my new employment, I gotta do the assignments as soon as I can, if not sooner, so.
I know understood the assignment.
I understood the assignment. Oh my god, I can't believe you.
Guys, what role do you prefer to fill on a road trip? Driver, coordinator, passenger seat, GPS, pointing out places to stop for food, backseat, driver's side, complaining about everything, backseat middle, perpetually sitting up in charge of the aux cord, backseat passenger side, somehow curled up using backseat middle's lap as a pillow, or the trunk. I mean, I'm just the driver.
I like driving, but not coordinating.
I have to do that. I have to coordinate, or else I don't feel.
No, I need a navigator.
Like I'm in control. No, I'm the navigator. I do it all.
Dude, I call shotgun. Now okay. I'm the passenger in the seat. But that aux cord, if you playing garbage, I'm out, dude. I'm rolling out.
Fucking, I'm jumping out of the car.
Just put me in the trunk. It's fine.
Very fair. I'm a driver. Guys, if asked, how would your friends describe you in one word? Caring, outgoing, reserved, intimidating, cute, wise, chaotic. Admirable. So guys, we have to assign each other.
Okay, sure.
I don't think I need you to even tell me what mine is.
Pino or Garb is chaotic. Okay. Right?
I already had a
I agree with that, yeah.
Pino, I wanna say is
I'm like a couple of these.
Yeah, caring is good.
Caring I was thinking. And then I was maybe thinking a little cute.
Intimidated. Maybe intimidated.
Yeah, I'm intimidated.
We get a little scared here.
Yeah, guys, we're a little scary in here. Yeah, Pino, I'd say, is caring. What am I?
All right. You are pretty, you know, you're pretty outgoing.
Yeah.
Guys, I thought you were going to say wise, but I guess not.
You can't be the one to label yourself opinions? Wise.
Don't do this to me. Okay, outgoing. Guys, how often do you swear? All the time, every other word? Not often, only in moments of strong emotion, only for comedic effect. Never, it bothers me. Never, I physically cannot.
Remember when I physically could not?
It was very funny.
Yeah.
And then we made you swear.
Yeah.
We made you naughty.
And now, not often, only in moments of strong emotion.
I swear more often for comedic effect than anything else. When it's funny, I think I do that.
No, sometimes it just feels right.
I'm a goofy little guy, you know. Oh wow! Here we go. Everyone loves a music question. Challenge mode. No Love Live music. Pick the song you vibe with the most. If you don't want to look any up, just go off the title. Acacia, Bump of Chicken, Sirens. Bear Ghost, your new boyfriend, Wilbur Suit. We got fucking Minecraft YouTubers on here. Wish you luck, Peaky Peaky. Blue Moon, Blue Ocean. Junko, we got Station Wagon, Pretty Balance, Goddess. Resolusa, Honeybee Public.
Why does Honeybee sound familiar to me?
I've never heard Mother. I've only heard of Bump of Chicken. I don't know any of these other artists.
I mean, if you don't want to look any up, just go off the title. I know Body by Mother. No? I feel like
I wish you luck. I don't know. Is that a YouTuber?
I don't
Station
know.
Wagon sounds kind of funny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm just going off the vibes.
Honeybee.
I'm feeling Station Wagon. I'm not sure why.
I like Blue Moon, Blue Ocean. I feel like I'd vibe with that.
Stone
Guys,
Ocean.
What's your favorite game to play as a kid? Tag, hide and seek, truth or dare. The game where you sit in a circle with your feet touching and pass the ball back and forth and ask questions. Did no one ever name this game? That's board games, video games, none I played by myself.
Nobody ever.
I mean, playing by yourself, you can play games by yourself. I mean,
I'm gonna be real with you guys. Anytime I was able to go outside, I would love to jump off a cliff. No, I'd love to. I like hide and seek, but I also like tag.
I'm kind of a board game fiend myself.
I see. You must love Monopoly.
I do. I'm that fucker that's always like, let's play Monopoly, and then we play for 7 hours.
I don't know how to play Monopoly.
Oh, like, Pino.
Even when I owned it, Monopoly. I don't understand it.
We need to play that on tabletop or something.
Yeah. Or you can just buy the Monopoly game for like $3. It usually goes for on Steam these days. And it's a good game.
Steam sale's coming out.
Yeah. I pick board games.
I'm picking tag.
I'm going to pick video games.
Guys, what did you call that name before? I have no fucking clue.
I've never even heard of anyone who'd ever done that.
It's Starball, the game where you sit in a circle with your feet touching and pass a ball back and forth. And that's
cool. I just said I have no fucking clue, and I said...
I'm going to say nobody played this game.
You're a liar. You're gaslighting me. You're acting strange.
It's kind of sussy, dude.
Kind of weird of you.
I mean...
Kind of sussy.
I fucking don't know any kids who have ever done that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Maybe it's Hot Potato?
No.
Icebreaker?
No. I mean, Icebreaker, maybe. But you wouldn't sit on the ground and do that, you know?
Yeah.
Guys, if you were an idol...
Duck, duck, goose.
Guys, if you were an idol or are one, what would your role/specialty be?
Obviously.
Lyric writing, composing music, stage design, venue planning, promo art, photography, costume design, the cute one, group leader or choreographer...
I'm picking composed music.
Yeah, that seems like that'd fit you. The only reason I would say choreographer was because I was part of the dance team in high school, but
that's got to be it for you.
But yeah, there's no other. But
guys, I think I'm the cute one.
He'd a cute one. I agree.
I'd a cute one.
But I also did stage crew, so I might do stage design.
I'll do group leader because nobody thinks I'm cute.
I said you're cute. What do you mean?
Okay, I'll be the cute one because Pino thinks
I'm picking
cute.
Stage design.
Happy Pride, everyone. Guys, where's your last choice for a job? Retail, grocery, retail, clothing, either of those. Fast food, that one. Other food service, that one. Customer service, that one.
That, ooh.
Community project organization. That's not how you spell organization. Childhood care receptionist. Ooh, child care, because I hate kids.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever.
Chuck, have you ever had to work food service in any capacity?
I've not, but I know food service is awful. And I treat every person who serves food with respect.
Trust me, you'd rather work child care. I've never worked fast food, but I have worked food service. And if I had to work food service again, I would probably chuck myself off a bridge.
I mean, see, these are all not great, though. I'd probably pick retail over food service, but I think I'd pick fast food over child care, honestly. Well, it depends on what age of child care. I pick fast food.
The thing is, with fast food, that you're going to be doing child care anyway, because people are going to leave their shitty snot-nosed rats in there, so.
Yeah.
Guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, Pino, pick it. Like your nose.
Baby.
Maybe I will. No, I don't think I will.
Okay.
I don't know what to pick. I'm going to pick...
It's either ghost or fairy.
No, Pino's not seen it this yet.
I'll just do other food service. Okay, wow, Pokemon type,
guys,
baby.
Pokemon type, it's all the type. I pick fighting because fighting is the best. Is fighting not on here? It's either fighting or bug for me.
No, it's fairy, dude.
It's about grass, dude.
Dude, I love smoking grass. What? Fighting, sure.
Pee-pee?
Yeah, I'll pick fighting. Why not? Guys, Peppy?
Yee?
Knee.
I think this is pee-pee.
I think it's pee-pee.
I do have a pee-pee. Yee.
Yeah.
Knee.
Very last question. Tell something I don't know. I have a podcast. Smile.
The guy who has a podcast, I'm in it. A frowny face.
Ah!
Yeah, what they said.
But who is
Let's
they?
Go! I got Nishida, baby. Let's go. Let's fucking go. 10 out of 10 best character in the fucking show.
All right, go ahead, Chuck.
Guys, absolute clown. You bring so much joy wherever you go and have the ability to make friends with anyone. You love cheap and easy humor like puns and dad jokes, but more complicated jokes fly right over your head. Mm-hmm. You definitely listened to a lot of Nightcore in middle school. Don't you even dare call me out like that. You're always down for last minute plans and love to call them adventures, like getting fast food at 2 a.m. Yeah. Your friends often come to you for advice, but you feel like you don't have anyone you can go to for that. Try asking one of your friends next time. Heart. Or greater than 3.
So obviously you screamed because that's your best girl. I screamed because it's my best girl as well, dude. I got me Setsuna Yuki.
Nakagawa,
dude. All right. Oh, sheltered kid who discovered the internet in middle school? Yeah.
Oh, no.
A little splash of religious drama.
They know.
It's time to throw yourself into your interests head first, and that undying passion rubs off on those around you. When you first meet someone, you're more reserved. Like you're afraid of being too much or scaring them off.
Yeah.
Your friends would probably describe you as a very hyperactive puppy, energetic, adorable, and just a little clumsy. You totally had a warrior cat's face too, don't lie. Oh my god.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know what warrior cat is.
And Garby
cats
said you got
is.
The same thing?
Dude, yeah. You didn't know. Well, that's why you're straight, because you didn't read Warrior Cats.
Is that the book?
Yeah, it's the cat books about the four warring clans. I read all those books, man.
I read like the first one. And then
I've read them all.
I realized I don't read
35 books or some shit
They probably banned those in my school if it made you gay, so.
POV, you are gay.
Well, I mean, Garb, welcome to the Setsuna Yuki Club.
I'm kind of based of you.
Yeah, we're pretty goated.
I'm okay with this.
I've just confirmed everything. I need to get a Setsuna Yuki figure now.
I mean, I have an I figure. I have a,
you have a Kanata, right?
Kanata figure. And then I have and then who else do I have again? I have Karin as well.
Very nice.
I got Diver Diva and Sleepy. So, guys, we did it.
Wow.
We
that was so fun.
Took so many quizzes. Tell us what you got in your quizzes.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. We quiz. It's quizzical of you.
Haha.
Quiztacular.
Guys, remember.
Quidditch.
Hello.
Goodbye.
My name is
Okay. Guys, tell us how you quizzed on the Gmails.
On at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com, please.
Or if you're cool, sure. contact@funkyanimepodcast.com,
guys.
Or if you're even cooler, just on the Discord.
It's true,
because you're already a patron. Yeah,
because you're already cool, guys. One email from Alex. Thank you, Alex, as always.
Yippee!
There's the email. What's the most mid color, and why is it yellow?
Ooh,
he's not wrong.
I'm trying to think of any other mid color, and I can't really.
And
think
it's yellow.
The thing is, like, yellow works in
piss.
The walls of a room,
in an sometime. Office setting as a highlighter.
Yeah, no,
I'm not wrong.
He's not wrong. So true, bestie.
But yeah, yellow is
it's yellow.
Mid.
Well, because like
but yellow
cause, like,
mixes with other colors. Really,
well, yeah,
to
but
be
think,
cool.
but then it makes. Like non mid colors,
yeah, exactly.
But like,
so it's mid on its own,
like,
but combined.
Yes. Well, but that still makes it mid. I'm thinking about like all the Roy G. Biv, and I don't think any of the other colors are mid. You know?
Yeah.
Because
even
like
orange,
red's dope. Orange is cool.
Orange has a taste, so.
I can't believe they named the color after the fruit.
I know, right?
Crazy. Wow, can't believe it doesn't rhyme with anything.
Like door hinge.
Or like
board nana. Huh?
Oh. Well, we almost went for the same joke.
I mean, I made a bad M&M joke. Remember that, guys, from like a year ago?
Yeah.
Where he's made orange rind with a banana. Yeah. Or nana.
So we don't talk about that.
I still think about that all the time.
I don't like thinking
about
it.
So awful.
I'm glad I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, let me send this to you.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm sending it to you right now.
I'm going to hit play. Well, quizzes are always fun. Quizzes put us on the map, and by the map, I mean like a little square map, but it's always fun to do quizzes with the friends, with the besties.
Still a map.
Here you go, Garv. It's 4 seconds long.
Fine. Okay.
Dude, he
Thank
can
you,
make...
Eminem.
Guys, he can make orange rhyme with banana.
Was that?
That's part of a song.
Was that the real Slim Shady?
That's the real. He's standing up, truly.
Yes, he's the real Slim Shady.
Guys, thank you for listening to the Funky Anime Podcast. If you can make orange rhyme with banana, subscribe to our Patreon. Hello.
We need your talent.
Guys, the one who can not rhyme orange with a banana, that's Garb.
Scrunch a naranja.
He can't do it. He can't do it. Guys, the one who can kind of make orange rhyme with banana, well, that's Pino.
Bazinga? No.
Oh, he's so close. He's so close.
Orange. Banana. Boring?
Boruto.
Orange.
I'll get there. Boring.
Guys. And I'm Chuck, the one who can rhyme orange with banana. Banana.
Dude, he's the Slim Shady.
Guys, I'm standing right now. Guys.
Please?
If you've enjoyed this, please let us know. Choose a tweet. Choose an email. Join our Patreon, you know? Have a fun time with us. $1 a month. It's not crazy. Not crazy. Guys, thank you for listening to Funky Anime Podcast. We've been the Three Rebros. Thank you so much for listening. And let us know if you like quizzes. We like quizzes. Does your mom like quizzes? Tell your mom you love her. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye, knee.
Bye.
Knee. It's by knee, Pino.
No, I know. I'm aware.
Oh.
Tee-hee.
Tee-hee. Okay, I'm done.